My name is Julius Tabin, and my work in the project started in Chicago in 1943, immediately after the first sustained chain reaction was created under the West Stands in Chicago. I was a graduate student and was in the middle of a PhD project, and I was allowed to continue that until I finished the project. And then I immediately joined the group. At that time, we were at a place called Argonne, but it's not where the present Argonne is located. It was in Palos Park, Western Springs. And we were, they had disassembled the reactor CP1 in Chicago, and we were building the CP2 in at the facility, and then doing experiments with that. I was very fortunate in having lived as a graduate student at the International House, and that's where Fermi and Anderson came immediately from Columbia before before Fermi's family came to Chicago to stay. His family stayed in New York to finish the term so their small children can continue in school. We became acquainted at that time, and we would have breakfast together at the International House, walk over to the university. I would go to my lab at the university. They would go to the West Ends, to their secret project at that time. As soon as I finished doing the work on my thesis, I was brought into the project and worked with Fermi and Louis Alvarez and Leo Szilard, various people in Chicago. We did that until early 1944, when things became more interesting at Los Alamos, and our entire group moved over to Los Alamos, and I was fortunate enough to work with a small group, which was Fermi's personal group, experimental group, consisting of myself, Herb Anderson, and Darren Nagel, and then Enrico Fermi. We would set up the experiments that he was most interested in, which we had discussed and we worked on, and then when it came time for actual gathering data, he would generally join us and participate in the experiment, and we had a from there we built a water boiler, which was a urinal nitrate reactor. It was built down in Omega Canyon. It was a canyon where the work on determining the size of the bomb was determined. In addition, we had our group. There was a group headed by Peirce King, who was also working under Fermi. That was actually he had started the work on the water boiler. When our group came down there, the water boiler was about half finished, and we helped to finish it and then do work down there. In Omega Canyon, it was divided into two parts. One part is where we worked, the other part was there was a picture that was shown earlier where they did work on tickling, we call it tickling the dragon, where they
can we go to the third summarize a little bit?
Well, summarize, okay. That's where they had the two accidents down there with Harry Jagan and Leo Slotin. From there, did the work. Then we participated in the testing of the atomic bomb at Trinity. Our group was doing work on the efficiency of the bomb, trying to determine what the size of the bomb was. We did this with by having tanks, M to M4 tanks that we converted and had and leaded, and we went in immediately after the explosion. We were at the explosion. Immediately afterwards, we went in testing the soil in the crater and determining what the efficiency was, and a method which was subsequently used for all future tests in determining the efficiency.
Thank you.